Hello again, guys. Welcome. Looking forward to a double header of local action on Friday. Now, it's not the daytime, but the twilight meeting we're going to look at in more detail. Thanks for joining me, Ravon Smith. You're on A Sure Thing. Good to have you with us as we have a closer look at Hollywoodbet's Gravel Under the Lights. There are 10 races on the card. We're on the turf track, and the first race jumps at 15:10. Now, I do think there's money to be made on this card. If the deck of cards fall right, and the ones that I do fancy arrives, I do think we can build a nice kitty for the weekend. There are other legs that I do think we need to play with a bit of cover, especially if we are going to be getting involved in the exotics on the evening. For those that are going to be taking the free Hollywoodbet Punter Challenge entries, you of course need to be on 5 minutes prior to the off of the opener. You need to put through your selections and play the bet slip, or at least a minimum of 50 Rand in your Hollywoodbet account. That is what puts you in line for that mammoth 1 million Rand jackpot prize that is on offer. 10 races. Let's not waste any further time. Let's get straight into the action. I didn't receive my publication of winning form by the time we needed to pre-record the show. I made lots of notes. So if you hear paper shuffling, it is me because of all the notes I've made regarding the meeting. Let's go through it race by race and let's see if we can find a few winners. I also jotted down the Antipost market prior to us pre-recording the show, just to give us a guide of exactly where the horses find themselves in the marketplace for what I've selected and what I'm going for. So, race one on the card is a maiden plate over 1,400 metres. 10 runners will line up at 15:10 for the opener. We have joint favourites at 2-1. Number 3, Son of Rafif, is at 2-1. And number 8, The Marquis, at 2-1. It's number 8, The Marquis, that is my first choice selection in the opener. Now, this horse was narrowly beaten in both efforts to date. He ran on nicely when fourth over 1,200 last time out, and the form line of that race has been franked by the horse that finished just ahead of him in third, called Touched by Angels, who has subsequently come out and won. Also, the manner in which he finished off that race suggests that he will enjoy the step up to 1,200, and also, with the benefit of having had a run on this track and with further natural progress to come, I do think that he rates the horse to beat. So I'm going 8, The Marquis, to be 3, Son of Rafif, 10, Owner of Creation, and 7, Greatest Hits. We move on to race 2, first leg of the Bipod. This is a conditions plate over 1,600 metres. A small field of 7 runners will line up at the 1,600 metre mark, and race 2 jumps at 15:45. And here we have quite a few well-known individuals, some hard-knocking ones, and a lot of them are stepping out for the first time this season. The likes of 6 Seed Again, who's at 1.8, 2-1. 1 King Pelez at 4-1. I missed one. 4 On My Honours at 2.5-1. And number 5 Claw is at 5.6-1. You can get 7.1, 4-1, and upwards the others. Who am I going for? I'm siding with number 4 On My Honour as my first choice selection. Now, he was doing his best work late at the finish, over 1,400 last time out. 2 of his career wins have come over 1,600 metres. To me, he will also strip a whole lot fitter having his second run after a layoff, and to me, he should have a say in the outcome of this race. This will also be a good stepping stone for the upcoming Summer Cup, hence the reason I'm going with 4 On My Honour to beat 1 King Pelez, 3 Claw, and 6 See It Again. We move on to race number 3 on the programme, which is the opening leg of the Place Accumulator. This is an open maiden for fillies and mares, and 10 runners will line up at the 1,600 metre mark. I find this a rather tricky race. 9 Sugar Baby Love is at 2.5-1, 7 Queen of the Air 2.86-1, 3 Roy's Grace at 4-1, and you can get 6.25-1 and upwards the others. Probably 3 horses is needed for the opening leg of the Place Accumulator. If you were to push me for an outright selection, my first choice will probably be number 3 Roy's Grace, and this one from the stable of Com Naidu. She stayed on at the finish over this course and distance last time out. She's always there or thereabout. She has cracked a good draw of 3. And in this kind of a field, I do think that she can make a presence felt. Hence the reason I'm siding with number 3, Roy's Grace, ahead of number 5, Captain's Jet, 4, Chef's Kiss, and 7, Queen of the Air. We move on to race 4, which is the first leg of the pick 6. You need to be on by 16:55. It's a maiden plate fillies and mares where 8 runners will line up at the 1,900 metre mark. And here I'm looking no further than the horse that's top of the bookmaker's boards, and that is number 5, Fine Wine. This horse has been finding the Antipodes betting support, from 1.52 to 1 has come into 1.25 to 1. Now, Fine One has been runner-up in her last two starts. She found one that was just too good for her in the form of Rejuvenate last time out. She also finished second in her penultimate, and the reason why I'm mentioning that is because that race was over this course and distance. She's also Garth Puller's only runner on the night, and how often haven't we seen a trainer bring one runner and return with one winner? Hence the reason I'm going with 5 Fine Wine to win it, ahead of 7 Intro, 8 She's a Rocket, and 2 Call Me Harriet. First leg of the first jackpot is race number 5 on the program. It's a Sea Stakes over 1,600 metres, and 10 runners will jump at 17:30. Yeah, I'm also going for the horse that's top of the bookmakers' betting boards, and that is number 9, Attaboy. Now, despite being slow away, he quickly found his stride and went to race quite handy last time out, and he tried hard all the way to the wire. He finished third behind Canal Skater, who has subsequently come out and won again to give that form line a good boost. He will in all likelihood this time around have to drop out from barrier position 9, but guaranteed he will be doing his best work late in the closing stages. To me, he's a must inclusion in all bets, and hence the reason he's my first choice selection, number 9, Attaboy, to beat number 3, White Seahorse, 7, Beach Palace, and 5, Papa C. We move on to race number 6, which is a Class 4, Benchmark 82, 1400, and 12 runners will face the starter. Here again, I'm looking no further than the horse that's top of the boards, and that is number 12, Cognac. He's a horse that certainly looks to be on the up. After shifting, he got up late to win going away last time out. That was over 1,200 metres on this course. The horse that finished third that day was a horse called Fate of Fortune, who has subsequently come out and won and franked that form line. He should have no issues going over 1,400 this time round. And with a bit of luck from the deepest draw, I do think he can keep his unbeaten record intact. Hence the reason I'm going 12 Cognac to beat number 5 Safe Travel, 8 Rooster Bradshaw, and 2 Run Forest Run. We move on to race number 7, and this is a Class 4 Benchmark 82, where 10 runners will line up at the 1,000 metre mark. Here I'm siding with a horse that is a model of consistency, currently at 3.03 to 1 on HollywoodBets.net, and that is number 9, Dark Matter. She was staying on nicely for 4th after receiving a bump at the start last time out. The horse that finished 2nd that day was a horse called Hierarchy, who has subsequently come out and franked that form line. She's likely to settle off the pace and will certainly be doing her best work late from an awkward draw of 9. She'll be cutting back the deficit with each and every stride, and I do think she'll be right there when they hit the wire. That's why I'm going with 9 Dark Matter to beat number 5 Summer Winter, 1 Crafty Crafty, and 4 Ship and Donnie. Race 8 is a conditions plate, and here we have a few hard-knocking individuals and a few well-known individuals that will be stepping out amongst the 8 that will line up at the 1,200-meter mark for race 8 on the program. Here, number 8, Cat's Pajamas, is at 2-1. 6, Dave the King, is at 2.5-1. 7, Gladiatorian, at 3.57-1. And you can get 7.14-1 and upwards the others. A couple of horses needed if you are going to be playing exotics. My first choice selection, if you push me for it, is a horse that makes his seasonal debut, and that is number 7, Gladiatorian. Last seen when he won that game race, getting the upper hand close home in the Champions Cup at the end of last season. He returns from a well-deserved 15-week break. That would have done him the world of good. I do think this outing will also bring him on for future races. He has the class, and I do think he does deserve the utmost respect in this race. So I'm going 7, Gladiatorian, ahead of 6, Dave the King, 3, Hit the Mad Sunshine, and 8, Cat's Pajamas. That takes us on to the penultimate race on the program, race 9. It is an Apprentice Class 5 Benchmark 70. 12 runners will line up at the 1,200-meter mark. Here we've got number 8, In the Bag, at 3.57-1. Number 7, Futurelicious, at 3.57-1. Number 2, Barry DuPont, at 4.55-1, along with 5 Rhythm at 4.55-1. You can get 6.25-1 and upwards the others. Wide open affair as far as race 9 is concerned, so you definitely need to put in quite a few, as many as the budget allows, in order to get you through the last leg of the Place Accumulator and the Pick Six. I have to give you a selection, and I'm going with number 5, Rhythm. Honest, consistent, recent form. He finished well over the minimum trip last time out, and the way he finished off that race tells me he will enjoy the step up to 1,200. Apprentice Marks Jacobson takes that 4 kilos off the back, and a repeat of that last run or anything near it will see him fight out the finish and be right there in the closing stages. So I'm going 5, Rhythm, to beat number 1, Trafalgar Square, 5, Barry DuPont, and 7, Futurelicious. On to the 10th and final event on the program. It jumps at 20:28. 11 runners will line up for this Apprentice Class 5 Fillies and Mares Handicap over 1,600 metres. I'm looking for a bit of value in the loss. The last race has certainly got an open look about it. You can get 3.30-1 about number 2, Mountains of the Moon, 4-1 number 1, Copacabana, 4-1 about number 8, Queen of Pearls, 6.25-1 number 7, De Vlugge, and 10-1 and upwards the others. I'm going with number 7, De Vlugge, 6.25-1, nice each way call for the last race on the program. She followed up her maiden win with a good 4th last time out, and that was over the course and distance. Grand Occasion has won again since, and I do think that she's likely to race up handy and should be doing her best work late. She also drops in class in this race, and she's a horse that I think could give us a good run for our money. So I'm going 7 De Vlugge to beat number 8 Pink Diamond, 1 Copacabana, and 2 Mountains of the Moon. And that takes care of our preview for racing at Hollywood Beds Greyville on Friday evening. Lots of racing still to look forward to on the weekend. Till next time, from me, Ravon, you take care. Cheers for now.